Christmas, everyone! Goodness, what a good looking group of folks we have here today.
Amen.
Nikki and I are just so thankful that you would let us come and have our Christmas service with you.
Yes.
So today I want to tell you that God's made it possible to bring you all a bag. Let me go over here and get one. All of you. A bag of gifts. Now you have to really look down inside because there's four or five gifts down in here and they're all in paper. Nikki done all that and got his Santa Claus out on the bag. And we thought about you and we said, well, we're just going to take them some gifts. There's been so many people that's helped us this year with our Christmas and good donations, right?
Right.
Right. Well, praise the Lord. Pastor Nikki.
Yes.
I'm going to open up with prayer.
Good.
How many of you know why we have Christmas?
Because Christ was born.
Absolutely. Father, in Jesus' name, we have come to honor your son Jesus and his birth through a virgin. Young girl's womb. He grew up and lived a perfect life, something that none of us can do. And he went to the cross and he took our sins upon him. They crucified him, put him in the grave, and rolled the stone over. 3 days later, just as he said he would, an angel rolled that stone away, and Jesus is alive forevermore. So we've come to celebrate the beginning of you being a man on earth as a baby. And we know that you're fully God and you were fully man. And Lord, we just thank you that you make it possible that we can be family.
Amen.
So right now, we just pray for your spirit to come and we can enjoy this Christmas service together. In Jesus' name, and everybody says,
amen.
Sing for us, Nikki.
Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shining afar, shadows dim, giving a light for those who long have gone. Guiding the wise men on their way unto the with Jesus lay, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine on. Oh, beautiful star of Bethlehem, shine upon us until the glory dawns.
Shines on through us.
Amen.
Jesus was one light to the world, and then he made lots of lights to the world through those of us that believe.
This little light of mine,
I'm going to let it shine.
This little light of mine,
I'm going to let it shine. This little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine, let it shine.
Let's put our hands together.
Little light of mine, I'm gonna let it shine.
about it for about a week, of how so many people are joyous and happy. And then I said, maybe we forget about those that's not so happy.
That's true.
You know, maybe we forget about people that's going through a lot of health or mental problems. Maybe we forget about those that lost everything they had in Kentucky and Tennessee and the tornado. And the Philippines. Just think this is supposed to be a joyous time of year. And the only way that I can find joy is to look to Jesus.
Amen.
You know, Jesus is my joy.
That's right.
And I pray that He's your joy.
He sure is. Amen.
Because the joy of the Lord is our strength.
Our strength. That's right.
And you know what? We need to be like a tree planted by the water, right?
Right.
Y'all know that song? I shall not be moved. Let's sing that. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. I shall not be, I shall not be moved. Just like a tree that's planted by the water. I shall not be moved. Today I'd like to thank the Lord for being so good to me, an old man that just loves Him. And
yes.
You know, the Lord's given me 77 years. And my wife 77 years.
Yes.
And we're still going.
Yeah.
Because we love the Lord. Why?
Yeah.
Because He loved us first.
Amen. That's right. Amen.
Because He came from His throne in heaven. And He came down and took on the form of a human being. Now, I tell you, that's love, isn't it?
Yeah.
Amen.
Amen.
You know, sometimes Nikki and I will disagree on something. She'll say, do you love me? I said, what? Love got to do with it. But you know, love is the most special thing that we could ever have.
Right. Amen.
We can have all the riches in the world and not be happy, and it'd be all for nothing.
That's right. True.
It reminds me of the time this man, he had two sons. And he said, boys, he said, I want you to each one of you put $500,000 in my casket when I die. He said, I'm going to have a party somewhere. So the old man died, and his two sons come up to the casket. One put $500,000 in there in Daddy's casket. And the other one stood there and wrote a check for $1,000,000 and took the $500,000 cash. That's love, isn't it?
Oh my God.
The love of money is the root of all evil, isn't it?
That's right. That's right.
And today I pray for each and every one of you to have a peaceful, joyful Christmas.
Yes. Yes.
It won't be long before the saints of God will be going home.
Amen.
And whether it's through the rapture or through the grave, I'm going to heaven when I
Amen.
Die.
Amen.
And I'm going to enjoy whatever days I have left. This is 31 years we've been doing this.
Yes.
And my wife and I both were 50 when we got married. We've been married 27 years, and we're both 77. You know what? You know what? If you turn the numbers backwards, we're still 77.
They've been putting that on Facebook. How old would you be today if you turned the numbers around in your age?
I'd still be the same age.
Still be 77.
Well, we're going to sing a song together. It's called Joy to the World.
Yes.
You know, the angels came to the shepherds taking care of their flocks by night. And the angel told him, unto you this day a child is born.
Amen.
And they shall call his name Emmanuel, which means God's with us.
Isn't that wonderful?
And the angel had told Mary before, I want you to call his name Jesus.
Mm-hmm. Amen.
So you know what? Mary and Joseph did what God told them to do, and that baby was born. And his name was called Jesus. And Jesus loves you and me so much that he went to the cross of Calvary when he was 33 years old.
Amen.
That's pretty young, ain't
it? Yes, it is.
He loves you and me.
Amen.
And he came so that we could go to heaven when we die.
Amen.
Amen.
Amen. He came to give us life and life more abundantly.
Yes.
There's something different about a real Christian.
There sure is.
There's something different. We can face all kinds of impossible odds.
Amen.
But we know that we know that we know that if he brings us to it, he'll bring us through it. When we get to the other side, we're going to be in better shape than when we started out.
Yes, amen.
And so with all my troubles and trials, I just want to thank God that he's made me stronger. I know that he's real, and he's brought joy to my heart.
Amen.
I pray that he's brought it to you.
Yes.
Okay? All right, let's sing this song. Nikki does all of her music, and I hope you like it. All right, put your hands together and let's sing.
Oh.
It's Amazing Grace.
Okay.
How sweet the sound.
That's a Christmas song.
That saved
time, isn't
a
it?
Wrench. A wrench like me.
Yep.
How many of you know that His amazing grace is here for us today? For you and for me and for all who will come. Whosoever will, let them come. Amen. All right, we're going to ask you to pat your hands and your feet, because we're fixing to jam out. Y'all ready? Here we go. Anybody that's not saved is really running from God.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Trying to find peace and joy and love in all the wrong places.
That's it, right?
You'll only find yourself to be complete whenever you have Jesus living in your heart.
That's right.
And I'm so thankful that Christmas time is the time for the whole world to reflect that something great happened.
Amen.
Now, there's some religions that say Jesus was a great prophet, and he was. And some say that he was a wise rabbi.
And he was.
There was some says he had to be from God because people that were sick were being healed. Blind eyes were being opened, deaf ears were being unstopped, and he made the lame to walk. And he even raised Lazarus from the dead.
Amen.
But I say that Jesus is my King.
Amen. Amen.
Jesus is the promised one throughout the whole Old Testament. Jesus is the one that can forgive sins. Jesus is the one that can help you make it through the night. Jesus is the one that you can trust. He is the oil in my lamp. He is the healer of my body. He is the Savior of the whole world. He is the only begotten of the Father in heaven. And he has a love that everybody needs to know what it's like.
Amen.
When Jesus was born, something happened, didn't it?
Amen.
Wise men came and gave gifts. Shepherds, there was angels that was coming and talking to the people and telling them, hey, you better go to Bethlehem. There was a baby born in a manger. His name is Jesus. His mother is Mary and his stepfather is Joseph. We all know that Father God was the father of Jesus.
Amen.
And so they went and they saw this baby. How could this be that this baby's going to save the whole world? Well, with God, there's nothing impossible. Amen.
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 I'm going to get Pastor Nikki to sing. He started the world singing a song.
He sure did. Before the song started, the world, brokenhearted, was dreamlessly passing.
Than a carol to greet the
sing about the drummer boy, and then we're going to start giving out gifts. But first of all, this is the most important thing we can do. And that is to hear the word of God.
Amen.
Now, don't be an old fuddy-duddy, and I've heard all that before. Well, you know what? Every time that I get in the Bible, I learn something new.
Amen.
You don't never know it all, do you?
No, nope.
But I want us to repeat. Nikki, as you get ready for the drummer boy.
Okay.
John 3:16. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. John 3:17, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. And it's because of this scriptures here that I stand before you. I know that I'm saved. I've repented of my sins. I've been forgiven. Amen. I'm not perfect till I get to heaven, but I'm not the man I used to be.
Amen.
And as long as I have breath, I will praise the Lord.
Amen.
Can you say amen?
Amen.
Let's hear it again.
Amen.
One more time.
Amen.
Well, we're going to do this. Nikki did the music. It's a fun song called The Drummer Boy. And all right.
Come, they told me the drummer boy.
Come on now.
A newborn king to see.
Thank you for coming
in and dying in our place that we might have eternal life. It is so wonderful to be a born-again Christian, isn't it? Thank you, sir. Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Wonderful, wonderful, wonderful. Praise the Lord.
Are you out of a battery?
I don't know what I'm out of.
All right. Well, we're going to give out gifts, right?
Right.
And the reason we give gifts at Christmas is because Jesus is the greatest gift of all, and He came to win us home, get us to come home, didn't He? So we could all be together.
Let me get this box over here.
So we celebrate the love of Jesus by giving to others.
All right.
We have Santa Claus, Frosty the Snowman, and Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer. See?
We've got Jesus on our mind, amen?
I'm talking about these little rubber, they say they're bendable.
Merry Christmas!
Merry Christmas! You have a handmade necklace in your bag They're made by a woman who's 101. And she made them from church bulletins. She cuts out the paper in the size of a little flag.
So don't take a shower with them all.
No. And she rolls them on a toothpick and decoupages them. And when they dry, she takes the toothpick out and she strings them and makes a necklace. Some of them are very colorful. Some are like this with the lavender. This is yours. All right, you're welcome. So think about Jean. Her name is Mama Jean. And she loves Jesus, and she wants you to know that you are loved.
Hello, everybody. We love you. Merry Christmas.